Is it, do you feel safe over there? Is, you know, it has an image of being a little bit dodgy, but.
I have never feared for my life. We've had a few instances that haven't been pleasant. Well, going through customs in Ethiopia is not a pleasant experience. I can show them photos, documents, everything that I think they ask for. It's never enough. Never enough. And then they'll take our donated sunglasses that we give the patients after their surgery because there's a lot of light coming in now that wasn't, and they'll take them off us. What they think, they say, you're going to sell them. So they keep them in storage for 3 months, and we are away on the campaigns and we cannot get the paperwork that will never be enough because it's not folded the right way, for example, and they'll then sell them on. We have not, everyone will tell you it's a life-changing experience in the worst possible way of doing good for this country with the obvious is obvious, but not to these people who are greedy. And
we often see the tribal people like on National Geographic documentaries, and I think they're the people who have their lip.
The Mercy tribe, yeah.
They have a lip extension type of thing.
Yeah, they put plates in that. That's down in the Hama tribe.
Plates, that's right, yeah.
I haven't seen them since my brother and I went down there. Yeah, they're quite aggressive, really, yeah. No, there hasn't been any fear of that sort of life-threatening danger at all. No.
What do they think of white people? Are they happy with them or?
Well, when we get to a village that they know we're coming to, they're very excited. They don't believe that there's white people there for free cataract surgery.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't know why they're blind and they won't come. They don't believe it. That when the patients that we've operated on go back to the village, then the word comes out. So we try to let them know by their local people letting them know that we are here for 2 weeks. We're here from this date to that date. And they only know up in the Afar region, for example, that market day is on a Tuesday and this other day is on that day. So it's a word they call dagu, where one person will tell one person will tell four people will tell 16 people.
Yeah.
And then the villagers come back in. And sadly, they come in too late sometimes. Yeah. And they have they don't believe things a lot, especially the pastoralists that are uneducated and they're just living the land.
So I believe you're all volunteers in Australia. There's no one gets paid.
No one gets paid. I don't get paid. No one gets paid.
Yeah.
We get paid. I get paid my airfare to go over and the accommodation when I'm there, which is usually $10 or $20 a night.
Yeah.
And all the volunteers are self-funded for everything. They don't get paid for anything.
So you even have doctors and anaesthetists and everything?
Yeah, we've had them in the past, but from experience, the local surgeons are better
at
that particular surgery. The anaesthetists are fine to come because the patients have regional blocks and they're good at giving that.
So I would imagine they're pretty tough people, unlike us Westerners. They can stand a lot of probably pain and
they come in on the day, they know what day it is, they get measured and interviewed and a consent form is taken with a local because there's 65 different dialects in the country.
Wow.
Yeah, so all the paperwork is done and they're not fasting, so they can eat. In fact, sometimes you have to give them food because they're passing out with hypoglycemia because they've walked sometimes.
Mm.
And then there's no cannulas put in and there's no sedation given.
Wow.
We don't take a medical history. We don't care what religion you are. If you've got a cataract, you're in the queue.
Okay. Yep, that's great.
And we really want them to come. And then they lay still while they get this needle put into the behind the eye to give them the anaesthetic. They lay there, not moving, scared stiff.
Yeah.
And we do the operation. Then they're instructed what to do with, they come back the next day. Sometimes they sleep in the hospital. We give them a mattress to sleep on. The guard organises that. And the guard that's looking at the front of the hospital will check on them through the night.
Wow.
Yeah. So then we see them in a week. We tell them you must come back in a week. They have drops to put in. We have a dedicated person that will explain in the language how to put the drop in, watch that they do it. And if they have a relative, they have to show how they do it as well. Because it's okay. These people have never held a drop bottle of stuff.
No.
they've come back and they're all rolled up in their little outfits or they thought it was a gift for them to hold forever. You know, yeah.
Yeah, it's another world, isn't it?
Another world, yeah.
Would you recommend Ethiopia as a tourist destination?
Well, I would, absolutely. I've done a lot of the area. Simien Mountains are on top of the list of trekking and awesome guide. Awesome country, amazing stuff. Hama tribe down south is beautiful, and there's the Lalibela that's very religious with the rock-hewn churches.
Mm-hmm.
And then, can't think of another place.
No, that's all right. I'm sure it's something that I think people who are from the 70s and 80s always thought of Ethiopia as being a place where people walk around starving. But, of course, they did have problems, but I think it's a lot better now.
There are wars going on, wars everywhere. The worst is over, but the whole war thing that was a few years ago has made the economy totally wiped out.
Yeah.
And the World Bank gave them some money just to get by. They live frugally, but they have a community spirit. But there's the same things as we have here. There's addictions of alcohol and abuse and women are just the slaves.
Yeah,
it's the same sort of thing. But then there's educated women who are running pharmacies and surgeons, and there's great places as well that are running like we do in the Western society. But we go to the places where it's not like that because people need
more out of the way places where
where
there's more poverty. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's absolutely fantastic, Julie. I really appreciate talking to you today. If somebody wants to get involved with helping you or wants some more information, what's your website?
It's eyesforafrica.org.
Eyesforafrica.org. Okay. Thank you very much, Julie. That's greatly appreciated.